We continue with Mishnah Bura, Amad Yomi Hilchos Tefillin Siman Chav Zayin. We're in the middle of Siv Yud. It says the Mechaber Tzarich Lechaven Aktsitza Sheteba Emtza Kedei Sheteken Neged Bein Einayim. You have to make sure that the box is in the middle of the head, in between the eyes. V'gam HaKesher Yeh Emtza Oref Lo Yated Lekan O Lekan. And the knot should also be in the place where we said it should be, but it should be in the center of that place. It should not go to the sides. V'tzarich Sheyeh Makom Sheba Kesher Shenir Kein Dal Letzad Chutz. And the part of the kesher which looks like the dalet should be towards the outside, you should make sure that it doesn't flip to be backwards. In terms of this dalet, Rav Soloveitchik said that this was one of the things, Rav Shechter brings in Nevet HaRav, that this is one of the things that Rav Soloveitchik said that his father told everyone to change. Even if the minhag of their family was to do a square, they should be makbid to have the shape of a dalet on the back of the head. Whereas Rav Shechter pointed out that the Marivayel already says that in the 1700s was when the dalet actually started, and the Orzarua has instructions for how to make the knot, and it's made into a square. And the Mechaber might not have been talking about an actual dalet, the shape that we're referring to. Rather, it might have been a box with the hole in the middle. But really, many say that it is better to have the square in the back instead of the dalet. Rama says, V'uadim mekesher shel yad tzarich lizor shel yisapek. You make sure that the knot is in the appropriate place on the shel yad also. Sif yad alef tzarich shia shachor shebertzul sesarchus v'lo yisapech. You should make sure that the black part of the straps are always facing out, bein shel yad, bein shel rosh, whether it be on the head or on the hand. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if they do flip around, then you should be careful to flip them back. However, you only have to be careful about the part that goes around the head or the part that goes first around the arm. But the rest of the straps of the seven or the straps that hang down from the head, that you don't need to be so careful to make sure that they don't flip. You don't need to make sure that the black is always facing out. However, mishum noi mitzvah, to beautify the mitzvah, if it does flip, you should flip it back. Nowadays, there are the double black ritzuos, which I believe most poskim say is fine to have double-sided black ritzuos. The Mechaber continues, Yishal shel haritzuos sh'yutulim lefanav yagiyo at atabor o lamal mimenu ma'at. These straps from the head should hang down till around the belly button or a little above that. Rochav haritzuos yad v'shal rosh ka'orech se'ora lefachos. The width of the straps on the hand and the head should be at least the width of a barley. The Mishnah Berurah says this refers to the barley with its peel, but not with its stem, because the stems are very long. There are others who say that it's enough to have the wheat, the size of wheat, not barley, and you could be somech on that. But makom adchak, the Acharonim say you have to be careful when it doesn't shrink at any point and become less than that shear. What is this shear? According to the Chazon Ish, it's around 10.7 millimeters, and according to Rav Chaim Na, it's 10 millimeters. So it's a pretty small amount in terms of the width. If you have less than the required shear, if you don't have any other tefillin, then put them on until you find other ones that you can wear. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Acharonim, who say this is if it becomes less than the shear of the orach of the shel yad, then you should put it on without a bracha. Tefillin shel rosh tov liosam galuyim v'nirin. The tefillin shel rosh should be able to be seen. Aval tam lifnei rabo in derech eretz legalos tefillin lefanav. So you should make sure not to cover the tefillin shel rosh with the talis when you cover your head with the talis. But in front of a rebbe, it's not derech eretz to uncover your tefillin because it looks sort of gavadik. The reason to have it uncovered, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because of the pasuk v'ro kol amei haaretz. And so you should have the knot in the back clear, uncovered also. But, sometimes we cover our head during davening, so then you don't have to be nohig like that as well. But in terms of a rebbe, some say this halacha doesn't really apply anymore because it only refers to Rabbo Mufak, and according to some, Rabbo Mufak no longer applies nowadays because we don't learn majority of our Torah from one specific rebbe anymore in most cases. We learn a lot from the Svarim instead. As the Rama says, U'b'shel yad ein lahakbidim him gluim o mechusim. You don't have to be concerned whether the shel yad is covered or uncovered. But the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchila, they should be covered. And so you should cover the shel yad with your sleeve. Don't leave the sleeve rolled up. The Rama says, Nirin li dachshav she'ema nichan olzran kriyashma tefila. Now that we only wear a tefillin during davening, afila tam v'nei rabba yachal legalas av v'shel rosh, she'enem v'gan shelo yizar, you don't have to be concerned about having your tefillin uncovered in front of your Rebbe.